Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Coming up later on in the program, we'll have a review of Seth MacFarlane's new comedy, Ted, starring Mark Wahlberg and Mila Kunis. But right now, on the musical portion of the show, we continue our exploration of director-composer collaborations by featuring music written by Ennio Morricone for the films of Italian director Giuseppe Tornatore. And quite a lot of good music on today's program. We're going to begin with their first collaboration from back in 1988, a beautiful score from Morricone, written for an Oscar-winning film called Cinema Paradiso. Take a listen.
Thank you.
music from Cinema Paradiso, written by Ennio Morricone. Next up, a light, breezy, entertaining score written for a movie called Everybody's Fine, released in 1990, starring Marcello Mastroianni. The movie, of course, remade a couple of decades later as a film starring Robert De Niro, and both are, you know, somewhat inconsequential, but very pleasant entertainments. Let's take a listen. Enjoy. Thank you. Music from the original Everybody's Fine, written by Ennio Morricone. Next up is 1994's A Pure Formality, which starred Gerard Depardieu and Roman Polanski. In this case, we're going to feature something a little bit different, not the actual original score, but rather an interpretation of that score, performed by the great Yo-Yo Ma. Let's take a listen. Music from A Pure Formality, performed by Yo-Yo Ma. We're featuring music by Ennio Morricone, written for the films of Giuseppe Tornatore. Next up, we go to 1995 and another movie which got an Academy Award nomination for Best Foreign Language Film called The Star Maker. Take a listen. Thank you. Ennio Morricone at his most arty Shaw with his score for The Star Maker. Next up, a movie from 1998, and the movie's pretty good, but the score is one of my all-time favorites, just a lovely, inventive, tremendous piece of work. This is music written for The Legend of 1900. Let's take a listen. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring music by Ennio Morricone, written for the films of Giuseppe Tornatore, on the program today. Next up, a rather popular score from a film released in 2000 starring Monica Bellucci called Malina. Let's take a listen. Lovely music written for Melina by Ennio Morricone. Next up, another score that I'm just head over heels in love with, one of Morricone's finest scores of the past decade, written for a movie called The Unknown Woman. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
music from The Unknown Woman, which ranges from exquisitely beautiful to incredibly intense. That last piece, very reminiscent of Morricone's score for The Untouchables at times. Last but not least, a movie from 2009 called Barria. Let's take a listen. Fine Music from Baria, written by Ennio Morricone. Do hope you've enjoyed the music we featured on the program today. A lot of rather nice stuff, if I may say so. We continue now with our movie review for this week of the new comedy Ted. A few years ago, many regarded Seth MacFarlane as one of the edgiest and most exciting new voices in entertainment. However, as his assorted television series have become overexposed and undernourished, those who intensely despise his work, and there have always been some, have seemingly multiplied. I've always found MacFarlane's work pretty hit and miss, as every moment of genuine inspiration or hilarity seems to be accompanied by a series of wheezy, obvious, obnoxious gags. However, it's been a long time since MacFarlane himself has actually played a major role in the writing of his assorted television programs, and his first big-screen comedy, Ted, which he wrote and directed, is both a reminder of his raw talent and a welcome suggestion that he just might be growing as an entertainer. The premise is a riff on the sort of thing we've seen before in films like Harvey and television shows like Wilfred. Mark Wahlberg plays John Bennett, a 35-year-old stoner who just so happens to be best friends with a talking teddy bear. The difference in this case is that the talking animal is by no means a figment of the human protagonist's imagination. Everybody can see and hear Ted perfectly well. Ted was something of a novelty when he first arrived during John's childhood. He even appeared on The Tonight Show, The Johnny Carson, and was featured on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. But over two decades later, everyone has more or less forgotten about him. Like Corey Feldman or Frankie Muniz, narrator Patrick Stewart sagely informs us. Ted is a pale shadow of his former self, mostly content to get high and sit around the house watching DVDs all day. However, in recent days, John's girlfriend Lori, played by Mila Kunis, has been pressuring John to kick Ted out of their apartment and step away from his negative influence. Sure, that's the basic plot setup, but thankfully Ted doesn't spend too much time laboring over the details of its fairly routine narrative, which also includes a pair of subplots involving a creepy businessman played by Joel McHale and an even creepier stalker played by Giovanni Ribisi. It primarily just wants to hang out with John and Ted, which is a good thing considering the appealing chemistry between Wahlberg and the MacFarlane-voiced CGI teddy bear. It's a genuine pleasure to witness these two simply riffing with each other, and Wahlberg brings the role a sense of sweet naivete, which works tremendously well. As with all of MacFarlane's work, Ted frequently embraces childish gags and raunchy humor, but what makes the film unique is the childlike sweetness at its core. For the first time in his career, MacFarlane seems to appreciate that there's a time to dial back on the frantic jokes and simply allow his characters to be sincere with each other. And it's during those moments that Ted really stands head and shoulders above the bulk of the rest of his work. The film's tender messages about the importance of growing up and doing whatever it takes to make relationships with loved ones work are delivered with genuine feeling, despite the many loopy detours along the way, including a hysterical party sequence featuring a delightful guest turn from a faded 80s icon. Yes, all of the hallmarks of MacFarlane's work are present in Ted, the raunchy jokes, the cutaway gags, the cheap shots at assorted pop culture figures. But overall, it's a considerable step forward, which suggests that MacFarlane's best days may still be ahead of him. I give it a rating of 3 stars out of 4. That concludes our time together on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. In the meantime, have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
the cities with the sweat of our two hands. We made our home in the American land. Oh! There's diamonds in the sidewalk, the gutters lined in song. The tear I hear, the beer flows through the faucets all night long. The shredder for the taking, for any hard working man. We'll make it so in the American land. The big meatless is the Pasowskis, the Smiths are released too. The blacks, the Irish, Italians, the Germans and the Jews. They come across the water, 1,000 miles from home, with nothing in their bellies but the fire down below. They died building the railroads, they worked up bones and skin. They died in the fields and factories, names scattered in the wind. They died to get here 100 years ago, they're still dying now. The hands that built the country were always trying to keep out. There's diamonds in the sidewalk, the gutters last song. Dear, I hear the beer flows through the faucets all night long. Let's try.